is Kenny Dalglish such a twat?
I'd rather not answer that.
Oh, okay then.
Hello, it's Sunday after Watford and I'm feeling a bit fragile. I enjoyed that day. Watford's a good day out, quite cheap prices on the beer. And I finished off with a lovely kebab, you'll be pleased to know. So it's another podcast. We're doing a few more this season for the four of you that listen. We don't mind doing them. You're not going to hear War or Peace or anything too dramatic, but we know a lot of match game Reds and non-match game Reds, Reds who've stopped going, and we like to give everyone a voice, and it's quite a nice opportunity to do so with the immediacy after a game or whatever. So I hope you're enjoying them. Sorry they're a bit amateurish, but that's what fanzine's about. But I do aim to sort out the sound quality with a better recorder when I've got time. I enjoyed yesterday. I thought the first 30 minutes went so slow, which wasn't a good sign. I was just staring at Chris Smalling's hair, wondering what the fuck that's about. It was cagey, but then we grew into it, we controlled it. And the second half, I've seen it's got quite a bit of negativity, but I can sort of, after all my moaning so far this season, I can sort of understand it, because in the context of where we are right now, you can, if the fans were fearing that Watford are going to make it 2-2 or whatever, you can bet Watford thought that. We thought it. Jose thought it, and in the back of the minds, United players were fearing it. And much of the second half, Jose was just doing a ball, as in keep the ball, and the only one who seemed to be able to do that was Matic, who I thought was good. Lukaku was good, he just bust a gut again, not much service. As we say later, we're doing before Watford, then we do during, which captures the second goal, which was a bit lucky and a good sound, and then after, a quick one, which ends on a happy note. But I thought Pogba was frustrating and brilliant, which really, now, where he is right now, should be more brilliant than frustrating. You know, overdid it when we were trying to finish the game off, which was a bit daft. Thought Martial came on and showed exactly why he's now just coming on rather than starting, which is really disappointing where he is right now. He can moan all of his likes about his treatment, but what are you doing when you get the chance? And Sanchez, I don't know, I keep joking about it, but he looks about 130. He looks so much slower than his Arsenal days. Just really disappointed so far. I mean, the hope is he can turn it around, but we're not seeing much that gives hope for that, as in terms of a world-class player. And if you pay that amount of money and the likes of De Gea, start thinking, well, hang on, I keep saving these, I should be on that, then it creates all an amount of issues, and the player getting that money isn't proving he's worth it. But anyway, more positive than negatives, and we asked after Spurs when we were so flat, can we win 5 games, and we've the next 5 and we've done 2. So if we can win the next 3 up to Chelsea, let's see where we're at. Still think there's huge issues, there's still all the uneasiness in the club. Pogba and Jose have come to sort of a non-speaking understanding. Let's just get on with it for the short term, but it's not going to end well, trust me on that. I still think there's lots to come, but let's see. We can only do each game, and Burnley and Watford could have been hurdles, and we've overcome it. And notice how Spurs lose 2 and it's all the poor players, they're so tired, they've had such a bad World Cup. United lose 2s and it's the bloody badges being crumbled and split into empires crumbling. So there is an agenda against United, there always has been. Jose, I think he's doing as much as he can right now, and as we say, what, got nothing to lose, and we could lose everything this season, so we may as well just get behind them and see where we're at and moan after a game, but just get behind the lads. And the fanzine continues to be your voice. I'm not a voice of the fans, I'm just a twat who edits it. I know more than I don't know than I do know, so all I do is offer an opinion, but it's the rest of you. We want your opinions, and keep them coming, and any suggestions, and we've got a new mag out next week, which we'd really appreciate if you buy it. We've got a lot, we've got some good, an interview, we've got some good pieces. We reveal why we think Ed Woodward is briefing so much, which points to Tampa and share prices, so that's quite interesting, and we've got some excellent stuff, so give it a go if you don't, and thanks for listening, and we'll do one, but enjoy this, and cheers, have a good week.
It's before the Watford game, and we have had, we've had 0.4 of a pint, we haven't had much at all, haven't we, so... Are you feeling confident for what lies ahead?
played this their fourth home game, so they used to play at home this season because of the Tottenham game being switched. So I think it'll be a tough game purely because they're on form. We had a good result last time out. We've had a little bit of an international break, so I'm hoping we'll come back.
You know, Gary Neville said yesterday that he thinks we've turned a corner. I was a little bit
overconfident with turning the corner, but I think the Burnley game was something we needed, where the fans backed the manager because we've got nothing else this season. We've got the manager, we've got the players. All we've got to do this season, basically, is carry on with what we've got. We can't change anything, so there's no point in us moaning about it.
I mean, you contribute to the fans since the start, but you're a little bit different from me, as in I'm a moany bastard about everything, and I realise that, I appreciate that, but you're much more digging, support, you know I support them, whatever, the game, but you're the, you know, you were there at Burnley singing your hearts out non-stop, so where are you about where United are right now?
At the moment, I think we've got a few issues. We've got an issue with the manager because we're not happy with the way he plays football, which I don't think that's going to change. Unfortunately, he's never going to change. So we either accept it and try and get behind him for this season. He may leave anyway by the end of the season. He normally has 3-year cycles. So at the end of the season anyway, I think he will have left. So, you know, let's live with it this year. The other thing is about Woodward. He's not a football man. He's not David Gill. Whether we like David Gill or not, he was a football man. Well, with Fergie, and when we lost him at the same time, I think we lost somebody who was quite crucial to the club, where he understood what was needed with the transfers, and I can understand why they want somebody as an intermediary between a coach and a chief executive, because Ed Woodward realistically isn't doing the job.
We should have done this years ago.
Yeah,
this is what makes me think United we always boast that we're ahead of everyone, but we never seem to be on the football side of things. And that can, but I mean, Burnley was fantastic support.
Support was brilliant, and I tell you what, at the end of the game, I was there at the end when Mourinho came over, and the support he got throughout the game was a bit like United fans are defiant. Shake the lion's tail and they will defy anything that's going on, because if we can slag United off, we can slag the team off, we can slag the manager off. When other people do it, we don't like it. So defiance against everybody else, Mourinho got massive support Burnley for that reason.
Well, it served us well in the past with Fergie the Seaman.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This
Seaman,
so the Rashford story.
Yeah, absolutely not. Sorry.
But we, as I put on the Martin Samuel quote, we sell papers, we always have.
Yeah.
So they're just digging. So I didn't mind Jose coming out with what he did yesterday.
No.
Although a manager ever getting, you know, the sheets of paper don't. It sort of sinks yourself to that level when you don't need to.
Yeah.
But equally, we always seem on the, like we're answering rather than making our own statements.
Yeah. You know, we've been watching a game here with Liverpool today, and Liverpool are quietly going about their game, and they're 15 points in, 5 games, 5 wins. But we're sitting here a little bit worried.
But you know that we're loving like never been seen before, if that momentum grows, which United never get.
Well, at the end of the day, we don't need to go down the road to help with Liverpool. You know, we've got to get our own house in order. We're not anywhere near winning the league this year, and we know that, City or Liverpool. And I think we all knew that before the season started, so there's no use thinking now.
Yeah.
You know, we're anywhere near it. You know, today is a tough game. We're playing Watford away. Years gone by, we thought, we're coming to Watford, we're going to win. You know, let's have a good day out on the beer.
Yeah. But you know, Fergie, we had the hiccups. I mean, that gets forgotten.
Of course we did, yeah.
We had moments.
We've got
just,
those tinted glasses. Yeah, we've got fear factors. We go away from... when we used to go away from home, didn't matter whether we were at Middlesbrough, Newcastle, Sunderland, Tottenham, Chelsea, Liverpool, Everton, we knew we could go there and beat any team that was on the pitch. We might not always beat them, but we thought when we went there, we could beat them. We go away now, and we're thinking, what's coming out of here? We're never confident of winning, whereas under Ferguson, it never always went right. We never always agreed with the size he played, because, you know, he rested people we didn't like, and, you know, that's not getting totally overwhelmed, you know,
no,
overwhelmed, but he got it right. But we always went
get it right. If it is, you know, if this is the last year and we are just saying, yeah, fuck it, we're just going to do what we can because, you know, we're better to just get behind them and cheer them every game and see where that takes us.
I think we've got to give him the support and we've got to let him go about his business. Let's see what he does. We're not going to see the best football we've ever seen. We're not going to see Tommy Docherty's. We're not going to see Ron Atkins's flamboyant era. We're not going to see all that. We're going to see an era where we're going to, or a season where possibly, like last year, we won more games than we lost. We looked like we were going to win games. What we didn't see was whether, you know, we didn't see the exciting attacking football we all love and we all remember. But we have got Rose City.
Saying we've not played that since Ronaldo left, you know.
No,
the football we
no,
got
no.
we got we by because of 13 years with Van Persie.
Yeah.
So these are a long time coming.
We missed a trick when we didn't sign players after Ronaldo left because of, you know, we'll blame the Glazers. £80 million in the pocket. Signed, you know,
so I think Liverpool did check the Coutinho money went on where they needed.
Yeah.
And we didn't do that.
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
We could spend, if we just spent £80 million in 2009, we'd have spent it on probably got three or four really, really top quality players. £80 million now is like almost a drop in the ocean. It's not a big sum, is it? Liverpool are job lucky. They got rid of Coutinho. They got rid of their focus of the team. But they managed to put the money into a centre-half which they really needed, a goalkeeper they really needed, and they've now got...
We've just got to hope that they implode like they usually do, or there's a Gerrard slipping. From your perspective, as a match-going fan for so many years,
too long.
I mean, you're seeing changes amongst the away atmosphere, and what are your thoughts without, you know, going into too much detail? It seems it's harder for the normal match-going fan.
It is. Every day, every week, something from the club makes it a little bit harder. Most of the faces you see away from home are still the same faces, but because of the ticket things, which, you know, whatever they think they're doing, they don't understand what really goes on at football. A lot of the lads who are going now, I understand they've got to have a fresh breed coming in, but they don't really understand. I just think...
Yeah, but there's fresh faces going with your group, and, you know, so it's not like you're a closed shop, you know, it's not like the regulars are...
No.
What gets me is, I mean, you know, you've seen over 1,000 consecutive. The United never talk to the likes of you.
No.
Not that, you know, but just a bit of communication one day miss.
Yeah, but it's easy to say. I mean, I could sit on a forum and say, I know exactly what's right. But what I do on a match day...
But you'd never go on a fans forum, would you? You're not...
I would quite happily give my views on a fans forum, but what I do on a fans forum, and what I do every match day, and what I know about people, isn't what everybody in the country wants to hear. It's not what United want to hear.
Yeah.
Because what we do is long-standing, if you like, supporting Reds, is a little bit of different culture to what you...
Yeah, but you're not showing off the new topics.
No, no.
It's what... It's almost like...
No, we're inviting. We're inviting.
There isn't a single person, whether it's young, old, from Manchester, outside, who goes, who wants to go, who isn't saying this system is not working. So when that many people say, then there's something seriously wrong.
If I'm honest, I don't think you haven't got anyone in the ticket office or at United now who really understands the culture of the club, the culture of the way the fans have grown up, old school, or even the new lads.
Like a Barry Morehouse.
Barry Morehouse, great. Ran it through.
Well, I said earlier, there's a story here from Watford where a couple of years ago I was selling and they did the pickup of the infamous slight little temporary tape.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, now it's not right that people shouldn't pick up. So I'm not defending them. But United scooped those uncollected tickets, and that was it. They were done for. But there were normal, decent Reds outside who wanted to go in. So it can't be right that we have a system that actually stops people going in, and we're encouraging empty seats, aren't we?
Yeah.
So how do you sort it? I'm joined now by Nigel as well. He's featured on the podcast, and you go everywhere. So we're talking about the away ticket schemes. But something isn't working right now with the way it runs. fans and the way, and obviously in a nicest way that you can communicate this to the people listening. Where would you say we're at? So we're going to see more and more empty seats because people now are going to be scared to use a network. So you're just going to see it's just not working for me.
Well, it's not working, but in the best world in the world, it's never worked whichever system you use. If you go back to when we were younger, it was like very often hail the days going to an away game. So you turn up at a ground and you might turn up half an hour too late and the ground's full. It's not you. You can't get in. So...
season at Chelsea, do you remember that? I got
knocked out.
£55, I think they wanted for that. £45, yeah. No, in the seats.
No, we went to Chelsea, didn't we?
Nah, you.
People are
shattered. They got a score across the pitch.
We did. Yeah. We wore around the pitch, didn't we? A lot of people don't realise, a lot of younger people maybe don't realise how relatively easy it is to get into a game these days. Because to get a ticket, yeah, you've got a ticket, you're guaranteed to get a ticket. Just getting that ticket. 30, 40 years ago, we had to queue up to get in. And if you couldn't get in, we ended up having to go in the shit end or whatever and then all that. And the world's different now.
It
wasn't. Maybe not.
And we had swathes of it. I mean, an era when we could take 10,000.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, so I've asked Phil about United right now, Nigel. Where are you with it? Are you a Jose in or out?
A bit with it. I've got arguments both ways. I'm an in because where do we go if we get rid of him? But secondly, I'm also out because he's not doing what he's paid to do, and that is coach and manage the players. That's what he's being paid pretty good money to do. And he's got quality players there. They're not average players. They're all top-class footballers.
Better than what you are doing.
Yeah. But he's not getting the best out of him. And that's what he's been paid to do. Manage and coach. It's not rocket science. It's in the name of the job. Yeah. Manage and coach.
There seems so many areas that are just not working together at the moment.
7 goals for us last year with shit service. If he'd have been playing in a half decent United side, if he'd actually get the ball to him in the right areas, he'd have scored 35 plus.
What that would mean on Belgium, his second goal in the week, was just a simple ball played into the box. When do we do that to him?
We don't
put it on his head.
We don't.
Where he's really good. We almost wait for him to create the chance, rather than we're supposed to be creating the chances for the striker. And that's So what are you optimistic about, Mark?
Not a loss.
The cheap bar we're in.
It's quite difficult to be optimistic. Hopefully we'll. I mean, I think the best we can hope for is a good cup run in either cups. We're not going to win the league. We know that. Potentially.
Talked about the siege mentality.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that? I mean, that Fergie was fantastic.
I do. I love the siege mentality. It's always been Fergie built that his own way, as he did for many years, and it was always us against them. Jose's done it probably inadvertently. He's not done it deliberately, but it works at Burnley. Burnley, the support of Burnley was fantastic. Best we've had for a long time away from home. The siege mentality works for United, but does it work with the current players? Does it work with the current manager? I'm not quite so sure as he did in the past, but it works for us as the fans. We love it when people hate us.
So prediction today then, not
happy with the draw.
So I'm now joined by a man I've mentioned a few times on the podcast, Old Paul. He's not Old Paul, but we call him Old Paul because we have that many Pauls at United. So this man is the man I often use as my reference points for bestie. And all I'm going to ask him about now is basically when we're in a pub or we're on a journey back or a Euro away, we always get into who's your greatest United player, who's your greatest United side. And we always reach the point where Paul just says, well, bestie's in it, that's it. So, and we have great chats. So you just tell the people listening now, because there's so many of us who didn't see him, what he was.
Well, it was just tremendous. He just had every attribute of the game, you know, both feet, head, tackle, he just had everything. And the conditions he played in, like a ploughed field with a ball when it was wet could be like a medicine ball.
He would have coped in this era then?
I think in this era, with the pitches and the balls of today and the protection he'd have today, I think there'd be, well, I don't think there's anyone near him anyway, but I don't think people would be a million miles away from him now. But it's hard to compare generations.
But
you compare him, say, against Ronaldo, I have every admiration for, because how he's worked at his game and how he's stayed at that level. But he can't tackle, for one. And I just think Best was pure natural ability. Excitement, and it was a very, very different game then. You were getting hacked and cut down.
Harris.
Yeah, that was a prime example. But he, apart from an odd few mud throwing incidents, he'd get up and carry on and just show, well, I'll show you next time. Like, if I've got one boot on or not, I'll just take you on.
What made you fall in love? I mean, there's a whole generation of Reds your age who are totally in love with him, still, to this day.
So I might have seen him before, but my earliest recollection of him was Fulham away, I think it was 1967. We drew 2-2 and we should have won 3-2 because he tried to beat the goalkeeper and he didn't. But that was him trying to do that bit too much. But it was just, you were entertained. You went to a game to be entertained. Whereas, and today it's win at all costs, whereas then it was, let's go and play football, and if we obviously want to win, but the whole philosophy was different.
Yeah. I love watching it, like on YouTube, when you see there's clips at home, and he's taken a man on, and like the end, whether it's the Paddock, Stretford End, United Road, they're just like drawing a breath.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's just that expectation of what he was going to do.
Well, you had a latterly, people like Eric had a, you got a similar sort of expectation. He was just a different level. He was, for me, unless someone really remarkable comes along, he will always be the best player I've ever seen. Maybe I'm completely blinkered, but...
Well, you can't be, because there's every red of your era says the same. You just think... So, I mean, like, watched, because there were moments, obviously he had the bust up, did you always forgive him when he was round with Busby or...
I suppose you got to a point, excuse my language, but for fuck's sake, not again.
Yeah.
And you did get to a point where you thought, well, this guy will continue, I suppose. But yeah, you just wanted to see him play again. You wanted him on the pitch. I mean, it was to come out in the dressing room sort of thing.
That he underachieved, but he'd already played so many.
Yeah, he very much underachieved.
You think so?
Well, we're given the opportunity, obviously 68, the European Cup, and that the old El Beto stories and all that sort of thing. But he didn't have a problem. Obviously he was Irish, maybe if he'd been a different nationality and had a better international career. But there's a thing against, I think it was the old home international.
Superstar with the headlines that followed, but no one else had coped with that or had that.
No, possibly the downward spiral was because he was the first. Yeah, he didn't know how to live with it. You know, he had his house built, didn't he? And he was like sitting in the goldfish bowl, and whatever he did was, the players today think they're headline news, but he was the first one of that.
Yeah.
And he couldn't really cope with it. And it's a shame, really, because I think we lost many years.
Chatting on a Euro away, say Lisbon, and we're doing that. What comes to mind when you just think of it? Like for Ronaldo, it's just taking the man on and having the brutality to just go, I'm going to fucking beat you and score here.
Similar. It's excitement, the expectation of what's he going to do now, and you just somehow you just pull something out.
It's a love affair that never ends, I presume.
No. Probably a silly statement, but to my dying day, is the best player I've ever seen.
And on United right now, you were a man who advised. See, the old uns know their stuff. When Fergie went, you said this could
be. I said this would be post Busby revisited. We might win an FA Cup, but not an FA Cup in 10 years. I've seen it before.
And I get caught along with the. I actually thought stupidly. It's just effortless, this. What made you worried then? What?
Probably because I lived through it before, and the team, when Fergie was... Busby, after 68, we won the European Cup in 68 with what was becoming an aging side, and it was credit to the man. Busby created his holy grail, and he achieved it, and he almost took his foot off the pedal after that. So for the next three years, whatever, it was just sort of stagnated. And when we won the last thing with Fergie, that team was way beyond its best. And there was no, so much like they'd done it. And it was, I haven't got a bill for the future, it's someone else's problem now. And then, whoever came in after Fergie, whether you think Moyes was good, bad, whether you think the man I absolutely hate, Mourinho, should have been the man. But it was a poison chalice, whoever took the job.
So are you now preparing, as not a Jose fan, for life after Jose? Is this what you're looking for? You know, because he's not going to be here.
I can't wait. I can't stand the man. I can't wait. The sooner he goes, the better.
Do you think it's solved with just getting... Because
no, it's not solved, because I really don't know who you'd have. But I just... For me,
is it
it's all about...
As him as a person.
Well, him as a person and his football. Because for me, his philosophy is, if we draw him away and we beat him at home, we'll be better than him over the season. He won't throw two or three people on. Whereas in his first period at Chelsea, after 20 minutes if it wasn't working, he'd make two or three changes.
That's what I don't know.
And he's just become
he's very adverse to change. Yeah. I don't get that. Where he's almost, he's not in his shell, but he is for certain things.
Is that a job that he's always wanted? And I think he thought he would get it after Fergie. And it's almost
a right.
It's like a tick box for him. I've been to Madrid, I've been here.
I think we would have won the league with that 2013-14.
Possibly. But I just called it, as you well know, the Mourinho Roadshow. And I would like
But that's not to say that you're not behind the. I mean, you get Barmy in the ground. You're like, you relive your youth, like you're seeing Best Thing.
I know.
So that's the Sikh mentality for you as well, that you see in a different way than.
Yeah, I find myself.
So what's your prediction today then?
Well, obviously I want to win by...
Bestie 1-0.
Bestie 1-0.
So I'm joined by a happier looking Welsh Phil.
Foster's were twitching at the end, and thanks to Dave Sage yet again. But that was all right. I quite enjoyed that after half an hour. Yeah, but even like it, the game itself was quite
a bit more positive. A little bit disappointing the fact that we didn't put them to bed early doors. You knew there was a goal coming from Watford.
Yeah.
And we hung on a little bit. Great save at the end. A little bit disappointing with Pogba second half.
I think we saw the best and worst.
The
of
best,
him, you know.
Like,
he had good moments, and then he just.
I don't want to swear on the.
We can, because we're all adults.
Yeah, are we? All right.
Well, I think so.
He was a cunt in the second half.
Well, that's a bit strong. I don't. Not that. I think he does stupid things, because Jose was just going keep the ball.
Keep the ball, and he gives the ball away. Gives the ball away three or four times easily.
Yeah.
Which is the one thing when you're on top and you should be winning.
Why is he doing that then?
He's better than he is, in my book. I really did. I think he thinks nobody can take the ball off him. Yeah. He's 6'4".
I can't work him out, because he did some really good things. He did some really. But you can't afford. I mean, every one of them, even Fellaini had a good game.
Fellaini was great.
But he gave the ball away two or three times in promise, and a better team will. But, I mean, the other end, I thought, well, my man of the match was yours, gone up. I thought Lukaku was fantastic.
Lukaku.
He held the ball well.
Chased down at the end. Yeah, he chased down at the end when he took him out. His control isn't still what we want of it. He's not Mark Hughes, is he? But at the end of the day,
Mark Hughes does
what he says on the tin.
Rubs your ankle and sees
his
out.
He's a physical bully.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, you want him to bully teams.
That's what he did at the end.
Yeah.
Tracked that.
Yeah.
And made that tackle.
No,
I thought Matic had his best game in a long, long time.
Had a great game, Matic.
And that's why we bought him to have that. We just need to be better going forward.
Keep the ball
I can sort of understand the nerves at 2-1 after what's happened at Brighton against Spurs.
Yeah.
And we didn't cave in where we had. You know,
but I think realistically, when it was 2-0, right, instead of. Really,
I thought it'd be 4. I thought it'd be 4-0.
I thought we should have gone for a little bit more. We should have put the foot on them. We had a. If you like, we got our foot on their neck, and we should have just.
I sometimes don't think that's down to Jose. I don't think the team have the confidence before they start doing sillier things. But I thought the atmosphere again was fantastic. This is what we do. I mean, for all our moans, all we can do is go to a game. And this is what we are here to do. Support the team.
No, we are.
I thought Jose at the end is. I mean, he's milking every game as if it's a cup final win. But
I don't blame
it doesn't
him.
Matter
no,
if you're winning. He can get his cock out and start swinging it.
Well, it'll talk to you, Barney, but I think realistically, I'd rather have the manager coming over and taking the pause and just walk it off. Personally, I like that.
Yeah.
I like the fact that the fans and the.
There's definitely a change since Burnley. It's a bit more of a.
Warm.
And it might be, you know, they're playing
the fans
to.
Are hashing his name.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. At the end of the day, we've got him, he's our manager.
And as you said before, it's the season mentality.
Yeah. Nobody likes us, we don't care. We just carry on, innit? We've just got to do the best we can. And today, it's a good win. I think it's a good, great result. They've won 4 on the run.
And Burnley and Watford are two hard games which we've struggled with.
So,
right, we're not going to moan then. We're actually leaving this bit on a happy note.
I think so, why not?
Okay, why not? This is what
we're doing. We've got a drink in our hand.
Well, I haven't. I'm off to the bar. Cheers, Phil. And how many games is it? You don't keep count, do you?
You tell me that.
Well, I'm shit of the day, but what is it? Come on.
Long just time ago.
1986.
You were young.
1986.
You were in high school.
I was 15.
You probably were, 85.
This is incredible, 85. So you haven't missed a day for 33 years. Incredible, Phil. Well, cheers to that, mate. Thanks a lot.